And let's finish this hour the way we began it by reviewing some developments in the major race in the election yesterday, the presidential race, which will be decided by the vote in Ohio. Ohio Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell, who's a Republican, says that President Bush is ahead in the state by 134,000 votes. That lead would likely hold up even if the approximately 135,000 provisional ballots are counted. The Kerry campaign has claimed there may be more provisional ballots than that. Earlier in the evening, Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards said that Kerry would fight for every last vote.
John Kerry and I made a promise to the American people that in this election, every vote would count and every vote would be counted. Tonight, we are keeping our word, and we will fight for every vote. You deserve no less. Thank you.
That's the view from John Edwards. But early this morning, White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card claimed victory for President Bush in Ohio and in the presidential race.
We are convinced that President Bush has won re-election with at least 286 Electoral College votes.
We're going now to Tamara Keith of member station WOSU in Columbus, Ohio. She's been following the race, and she's now at the Ohio State House. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the latest where you are?
Well, with just about 100% of Ohio precincts reporting, President Bush is, in fact, winning. But there are these 135,000 provisional ballots that remain, and that exceeds the president's margin of victory. Also, there are 10 counties that haven't even turned in their provisional ballot numbers yet, so Democrats do hold out some hope.
Still, you do have a situation here where the margin for the president is so large that almost all the provisional ballots that we know about would have to go for John Kerry. Is there a Democratic scenario for victory here?
Well, it would have to be nearly 100% of these provisional ballots going for Senator John Kerry, and that seems highly unlikely given the past performance of these provisionals. That just because the provisional ballot is cast doesn't mean that it is a vote. County elections boards still need to comb through these and verify whether the folks were actually registered to vote at all.
Well, now, Tamara, if it does come down to these provisional votes, how long would it take to count them?
Well, the Secretary of State issued a memo just a couple of hours ago saying that the boards of elections, the county boards of elections, can't even begin to process these ballots until tomorrow afternoon. Then it's supposed to take approximately 11 days before they can count them. So during that period, they will be verifying whether these are valid, and then the count would begin after that.
We're talking to Tamara Keith. She's a reporter with member station WOSU in Columbus, Ohio. And Tamara, we've just got a minute left here, but it's been a very dramatic day for everyone in this country, really, but especially in the state where you are. Can you just talk a little bit about what the last day's been like for you?
For me personally, I got up at 4 a.m., I guess it was yesterday, with an appeals court ruling, went to vote. It took me 2.5 hours, and I guess I've been awake for 26, 27, I don't know how many hours. And I think there's a lot of people in the same condition, those watching it on TV and all of us here reporting.
And is there any sign of that where you are, people out and about wondering what the latest results are?
Well, to be honest, we're in a bubble here waiting for the Secretary of State to appear and tell us something new. We haven't really gotten out much.
Okay, well, we'll continue checking in as you learn more. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Tamara Keith of member station WOSU in Columbus, Ohio. And once again, reviewing some of the details here, President Bush appears to lead in the electoral vote. He appears to have won the popular vote. There is a dispute about the state of Ohio, and that dispute may determine the election. Ohio's 20 electoral votes, if they went to President Bush, would assure him of re-election. In the voting as well, Republicans appear to have carried both the House and the Senate, kept control of the House and the Senate. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.